This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. A lot on my mind today. A lot on my mind, but I'm more interested in what's on your mind. Todd's mind. Kevin's mind. Leah, she's pushing all the computer buttons over here for our social media. Live blog us at What's On Your Mind. Radio. Who have I forgotten? Daniel on the phones? Find out what's on Daniel's mind. And, of course, our great producer, Chris Larson. Chris Larson, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. I don't know where to begin today, folks. So I'll let you decide where to begin and give you a chance to, I was going to say vent. I don't know why you'd have any need to vent, but just, you know, let your voice be heard. Sound off.
Anyone would need to vent right now? Really?
Hop on their soapbox. I'm agitated for the first time, really, in the whole COVID thing. I know that'll probably be hard to believe for people because I've just said it is what it is and just got to, you know, wait it out and do our best to be smart about it. Be smart. You know, early on, I heard some CDC recommendation that said your greatest risk of getting coronavirus is spending more than 15 minutes. I think it was 12 to 15 minutes, more than 12 to, of course, they would tell you a range of times, 12 to 15 minutes, you know, nose to nose with somebody. So if you're having like a really serious conversation and you're sort of leaning in kind of at lunch deal and you're doing that with one person, your greatest risk of getting coronavirus is that. And that was sort of my rule all along. I'm not going to do that. Unless it's a family member, I'm not going to do that. I'll be careful about that, right?
Yep.
I won't do that. And I think that's what everybody sort of has to do. You just have to pick something that ultimately you can live with and that you believe is helpful and, you know, whatever. Go about your life. But things are getting interesting now. Here's where I was set off. I felt like I was in Germany.
Or Minnesota. Sorry, just saying.
Yeah.
Welcome to my party, pal.
When our pastor gets up and says, okay, folks, only 50 of you get in here next week. We're capping the occupancy at 50. Church probably seats 500, right? Had 200 people there this weekend at least. Socially distanced, in masks, you know, every other pew blocked off. No, it's not good
enough.
What
we do on Thursday nights, you put everybody in their own cars in a parking lot. There you go. Instant social distancing.
Yeah, that works well. It's worked well for... but I just think, you know, that's like somebody not using their noggin, right? I mean, why are you now saying 50 is when you've got 200 socially distanced, now all of a sudden 50, it has to be 50? What, you know?
Well, it's which is it? Is it 6 feet with a mask, or is it 50 in a building that holds 500?
Careful, it's going to be 25 next time you see a revision in that number, so be
careful.
Which
is it?
I don't know.
Which works?
From what I can tell, it doesn't sound like Todd's wearing a mask. And he is supposed to be wearing a mask.
I have my mask around my microphone.
Oh, you do?
That's my mask.
Okay.
Yeah, the little foamy thing.
Yeah. I have one of those, too.
That's my mask.
Glad to know that's a mask. That's another rule. So, anyway, a crazy weekend of orders. The church thing was a order by Tim Mahoney, the mayor of Fargo. And there's also a order that's out from Governor Doug Burgum. I'll share both of them with you today. We can talk a little bit about it. Got the notes on it so I can. But I'm not kidding you. The statewide order now, I should read it again because everybody tells me I'm wrong. And the way I read it was, if you're inside, you wear a mask. If you're outside, you social distance. If you can't physical distance, you wear a mask. Inside, outside, does not matter. Anybody else agree or disagree with that reading of the...
So when it gets to 10 below and I'm wearing my scarf, that counts as a mask, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm set. So I'm
all good.
You yep. and Dr. Burks, are you borrowing masks back and forth and stuff?
No.
No?
My own private scarf.
Oh, okay. Got your own private scarf. I see. Okay.
Witter scarf. Not a Burke scarf.
My son, a North Dakota
Witter scarf.
Son and all the kids use it. They got a gator thing around their neck all the time now.
Yeah, I like those too.
They just grab it and pull it up.
That isn't
stopping anything.
I have a You Marry one, and that's worked pretty good. Yeah, I don't know that it's, I don't think the cloth masks are.
No. It makes somebody feel good. Fine.
Don't inject any facts in this, Kevin. Please, you're going to confuse things.
Sorry.
Look, I'm not suggesting anybody do anything other than what it is we're being told to do. I'm just venting a little on the frustration on how these things get handed down and who makes a decision. Well, if you do that, then that'll happen. I like to know a little more, but we have those orders, statewide mandate and city by city some as well. We have an interesting situation on your TV screens over the weekend. If you watched it all, there was a huge rally. Some say a million. If you're CNN, you say there was 10 people there, but we're used to their fake news. Whatever the number, there was a lot of people there. And at night, when it ended and people went to have dinner or went to whatever, then the thugs came out, Antifa and everything else. But guess what? It didn't get covered by any of the media. It's nowhere. It's nowhere.
Nope.
I mean, if
I did see it on Fox this morning a few times.
Some Antifa thug gets a fingernail broken, they break in with news the other way. But, conservatives, serves them right, I guess. That was a beauty. Couldn't believe that. And if you're wondering what the latest is related to counting every legal vote for the Trump administration, we have two rock stars. We're going to replay the interviews that Maria Bartiromo did this weekend with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. Two patriots that just are not stopping. You got to hear this. I couldn't write this stuff down fast enough, so I said, we're just going to play the whole thing.
I know, man. It was awesome.
It was just boom, 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 boom. Leah, you're really going to get a workout when they come up. It's going to be like you could do 55 tweets on each of these two. Pretty incredible. And then we also have a guest today from the Midwest Public Health Coalition, a fellow by the name of David Waterman. A lot of our listeners have been asking me to have David Waterman on. I actually know David from my time in Grand Forks. He has spent a lot of time with this coalition in getting numbers that aren't necessarily very widespread. So he's done some different number crunching, and we're going to find out all about it today on the program. So I look forward to it coming up. Let's see here who wants to weigh in. Jack and Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Scott. So here we have this unelected bureaucrat up in Grand Forks County who now wants people fined or put in jail if they don't wear face coverings, and that's interesting. And now we have the governor and his state health officer that want to turn people into criminals if they don't wear face coverings. Now, they were charitable about it. They're not going to put you in jail like the guy up in Grand Forks County would do, but they are going to fine you up to $1,000. If you don't wear a mask. And frankly, it's all become very absurd. I mean, the arrogance of these officials that come up with these things and want to criminalize conduct is just beyond the pale. I mean, the governor, the state health officer's order for the state says, research suggests that universal face covering substantially reduces spread of COVID. And that's simply nonsense. There is no research that does that. You could say research suggests the Earth's flat, and you'll find some research for that. If you want to turn people into criminals, you ought to do it based on something more substantial than a suggestion. And to take this course of action in the face of an entire lack of scientific evidence, and there is, people should do their research. You can find it on the internet, assuming the tech companies don't scrub the connections to the various studies, but you can find it that there are no peer-reviewed scientific studies that show the things that the state health officer's order says that they show. It's just simply not true.
Now, I don't know where this came from, but I did hear about some research that supposedly said You know, if you're wearing a mask, it's not going to stop the droplets of them coming out, but it will slow them down. And if you end up being the recipient of then less of that viral material than otherwise you would have received if there was no mask, your coronavirus case is going to be much weaker. It's going to be not as strong. Now, I don't know. I want to see all this stuff, but that's what they say. That's what they tell us. That's about the only one I know of in the way of a quote unquote study.
Sure, they tell you that, and of course we know that the CDC over the last 8 or 9 months has changed its mind about 3 times on the effectiveness of masks. It's not really science that's going on here. It's public control. I mean, you have issues with what a positive test means, all this stuff. We're not being told complete information, and if people want to seek to control your behavior and make you a criminal if you don't do things they want you to do, they at least ought to have the common decency to explain fully and clearly what it is that they base their decisions on.
Jack, very well said. Very well said. Good advice for everybody involved. It's not too much to ask. Don't give me research says when you're going to this level of, you know,
plan. A strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military services.
Got dips on your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you today by MyPillow. By now you've heard me talk about MyPillow. Now it's literally changed my life. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. That's right. Most important thing to your sleep is my pillow. Mike Lindell, he was the guy. Fit me for my very own my pillow. Haven't stopped raving about him since. They don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape. They're made in the USA. If you don't have a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time, because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yep, the famous pillow that started it all, for his lowest price ever. Get a queen-size premium MyPillow regularly, $69.98, now only $29.98. Quick math. 10, 20, 30. $40 in savings, Todd. My math is right. Buy now, and Michael will extend his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but these deep discounts on all of the MyPillow products. 800-506-9028. Couple of news notes before I go back to the call here. West Central Minnesota troopers are responding to several crashes as we move into late morning. Many of them I-94 between Rossay and Fergus Falls, Highway 10 between Perm and Wadena. Several have been rollovers as motorists traveling too fast on snow-covered roads and wheel track ice. No injuries as of yet. Let's keep it that way by keeping it between the whites. Be careful, folks. Police in Moorhead searching for the suspect in a domestic disturbance call at this hour. Man also has a warrant out for his arrest. The call for the disturbance came in during the 8 o'clock hour, 2800 block of 4th Avenue North in Moorhead. Police confirm a canine was brought in to help find the suspect. That report on Valley News Live. Got it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're up to speed on what's happening there. Let me go to the phones here. Back to the phones. Dean in Bismarck, what's on your mind, Dean?
Hey there. I got a question here. Our governor and the other guy want these people to work half as much hours and shut down these places, and the paycheck will be much less. Like my daughter up in Minot, she only can work half as many hours as what she usually does. So that means their paycheck will be smaller. So I wonder if the governor and these other guys, if their paycheck's going to be any smaller, or if they're still going to get the full pay through all of this.
Of course, Governor Burgum donates his salary, doesn't take one, so you can't get that any smaller. But I take your point on the sentiment of it, because there is a lot of economic damage that comes from something like this. And I hope that that we've got an idea on what the second wave of coronavirus relief is going to look like. I mean, these businesses just aren't going to make it. I talked to the owner of one of the more famous downtown Minneapolis restaurants earlier this week, and I mean, this restaurant's iconic, right? I mean, people are in there all the time. So yeah, I'm not going to make it to February. I'm already got, you know, rent forgiveness, and that's piling up, and no money coming in, and you know, it's like, how many less jobs are there going to be?
Yeah.
What's your other thing, Mike, Dean?
You know, if he's out to save lives with these masks and his COVID stuff and all this, why doesn't he go over to the abortion place over there and try to save some of those babies over there that can't fight for themselves at all? Then he probably could save more lives.
Well, it is a worthy endeavor anytime anyone has the opportunity to let their voices be heard there. 40 Days for Life campaign just wrapped up. The only abortion clinic in North Dakota is in Fargo. And people come from all over the state and pray there. I think it's a little bit of apples and oranges. In other words, you're obviously fighting because of the pandemic and battling there, and that's also a battle, but I don't know that it's an either-or. But, Dean, I appreciate the sentiment, that's for sure, because
I wonder how many babies have been killed since this started compared to the pandemic.
How many weeks has the pandemic been times average kindergarten size, what, 25? So a lot of deaths,
yep,
a lot of deaths every week, a kindergarten-sized class. No, and the vast majority of us slumber about it. I mean, I don't do as much as I could. I mean, I talk about it. I weep. I pray about it. I do, but I, you know, it's so awful when you think about it. It is so awful, and I happen to believe that there will be a reckoning of sorts because of that issue. I mean, you can't continue to do this. No different than slavery. No different than the Holocaust. How is it any different?
Yeah.
It's ripping freedoms from people. So,
all right. Well, thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Dean. Appreciate the call. Tim's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and you're exactly right. There will be a reckoning for this country and what it has done to the unborn. God will not stand by. Verses in the Bible tell us that the blood of the innocents cries out to God for justice. Justice will come. And what you're seeing now is the beginning of this. Tyranny is coming to this country, and quickly. They'll force us to do this now. To wear these masks, which I refuse, I'll stay home. I won't go to town, period. I won't go anywhere. I'll stay home, and I will not wear their mask. I will not.
Let me interject there, Tim. I mean, that's responsible on your part. You're saying, look, I don't want to follow that, so I'm just going to stay right here. I also believe anyone that is concerned to the level of, hey, if I get this, in other words, a underlying condition or whatever, there's plenty of measures to protect yourself. You just described one. Stay home. Right? Stay right there.
Yes.
I mean, only be around family. Take on your own personal responsibility. That's another thing. Am I being heartless here by saying this, guys? Am I heartless to say that that if anybody wants to go out of their way to protect themselves, they can do it? Right now what we're doing is saying, hey, that person has a right to go get a loaf of bread. And if you're going to be standing in the aisle with them, then you should be there. Look, if I have a serious risk for coronavirus, I get it, and bad things happen, I'm going to have somebody else get the loaf of bread. I'll have it delivered. I'll have a family member get it. I just protect yourself. Self-responsibility is what we ought to be preaching in this.
Are you evil if you ask someone that, by the way, if you know how to swim or not, just so you know, swim at your own risk here. If you don't know how to swim,
If I could add this. This is how tyranny begins. This is what happened in Germany. This is what happened in Russia and all these other countries that fell under the socialist tyranny. And now, God forbid that our president isn't reelected, this is what will happen under this next bunch that hope to get in there.
Tim, appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Finding out what's on your mind this morning at 800-228-0550 and brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, where today, are you ready? Get hungry, folks. Well, you will get hungry as soon as you hear that sausage potato is the special I-29 North in Harwood. Tater tot hot dish at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna at 12th Avenue North in I-29. And exit 292 off I-94 in Valley City. Your choice, beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. All of those come with two sides and a bun. They're good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Fever right now. Can you tell?
My hat don't hang on the same nail too long.
Right?
Little hag, never was no problem with that.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Exactly right. And I don't leave the highway long enough. Hey, we will be on the road this week. Gonna be at the University of Mary tomorrow. University of Mary has Giving Day.
Rambling Fever going yourself there, don't you?
Exactly right. Yeah, so look forward to that. And also, later in the week, we'll be at Cashwise, because they are having a great celebration at Cashwise, including great
prices. That's in Bismarck, right? Cashwise in Bismarck?
Thank you. Yes. The new Cashwise, which is up north.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Pretty swanky, right, Todd?
Nice place. Very nice place.
Yeah. So we're going to be there to celebrate the new opening, and also Unleaded 88 will be at a great price. So look forward to seeing you all this week. We're on the road. Come on by, say hi, get some goodies. Back to the phones in just a moment here, but I did want to do as I promised and share with you the emergency, state of emergency declared by Governor Burgum March 13th, 2020, in response to the global COVID pandemic. There's a lot of whereases in here. There are things that you've heard before. State Health Officer Order 2020-08, issued November 13th, requires face coverings be worn in all indoor public spaces. So I had that right. Requires face masks, face coverings to be worn in all indoor public spaces and all outdoor spaces where physical distancing of 6 feet or more is not possible. I would love to say, I don't think it's too much to ask to say, okay, show me what does that mean? What will that do? Where's the study? Where's the peer-reviewed study, CDC, on that? You really need a mask outside? But that's from the state health officer. By the way, the state health officer was elected by who? Anybody help me know?
Bueller?
Bueller? Who is the state health officer elected by?
And if you're outside at 6 foot, 2 inches away from someone, are you okay then? Should be good. You're good in Walmart or Bonnard's or any of those places.
Banquets, ballrooms,
yeah,
and event venues. Now, this comes from Governor Burgum's authority in consultation with state health officers and co-leaders of the Unified Command. banquets, ballrooms, weddings, and event venues, effective today, occupancy is limited to 25% of occupancy, not to exceed the capacity limits identified within the North Dakota Smart Restart Large Gathering Tiered Capacity Document. I'm sure you got that handy. Todd, you can just whip that out and we'll know more about that. Event organizers are encouraged to provide a health plan to their local elected leaders and local public health units for review. Food and beverage service must be provided to seated patrons. No stand-up service or service to patrons in a waiting area is permitted. Dance areas must be closed. Seating arrangements and tables must allow at least 6 feet of physical distance.
Hey, if dance areas have to be closed, so what if I'm kind of dancing in at my seat? You know, if I happen to stand up next to my chair and start to dance, am I breaking a law there?
Oh, I'm getting a headache. Don't ask these kind of questions that, you know,
just
require us to
what,
have more details.
What's the legal definition of a dance floor?
Face coverings must be worn by all owners, managers, and employees at all times. Face coverings must be worn by all patrons except when consuming food or beverages. Well, it's a good thing because that could be a bit of a mess. You know, when I'm trying to shove in a piece of steak and I've got to have it poke it through the face, you know, the mask.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you cut a line in your mask, and then as you open your mouth, your mask opens up, and then
you got steak sauce stain all over it.
Yeah. You post signs in conspicuous public areas of the establishment that display face covering and physical distancing requirements, include symptoms of COVID-19. Instruct anyone experiencing symptoms to stay at home. Oh, seriously? Seriously? Because we wouldn't know that by now.
Should we wash our hands?
Started in March, for crying out loud. Yeah, I think you should wash your hands, too. And hand sanitizer as well. Religious events, governmental meetings, and academic instructional delivery settings are exempt from this order.
Is it possible to stay home a day and just not feeling good anymore? I mean,
religious organizations are strongly encouraged to utilize COVID-19 mitigation strategies from the North Dakota Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control. Okay, do you know what that just means right there?
Hmm.
The Constitution still matters.
Yeah.
See, we're exempting religious events. Okay. We're exempting now. How is it that Mayor Mahoney isn't exempting religious events? He almost got in a little trouble with this whole, you can't have a concealed weapon thing. Now he's messing with another amendment.
You know, you occasionally will bring up some Catholic teaching, so does that make what's in your mind a religious event and therefore exempt?
Oh, please now, Todd. You are really throwing all kinds of...
I'm just saying.
Sticky wickets in here.
Well...
Banquets, ballrooms, and other event venues operated under tribal code or tribal ordinance are exempt from this order, but are strongly encouraged to utilize the COVID-19 mitigation strategies.
Party at the casino!
Well, you know, I mean, again, that's all about, do we have the authority to do it or not? Meaning
right.
they do with us, but we all need our own little compact to become exempt. Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
The second that you and I start talking about what a reservation and a tribe can and can't do, opens up a whole another can of worms.
But you, as a taxpaying, God-fearing, freedom-loving individual, you can be told what to do.
Yes, right. Of course.
Bars, restaurants.
That's our government.
Here we go. Bars, restaurants, and food establishments effective today. Occupancy of bars, restaurants, food service establishments is limited to 50% of the licensed seating capacity, not to exceed a maximum of 150. Okay, once again, I go back to the mayor's order and churches not being able to have more than 50 people in them. You're telling me 150 people can pound a beer in the same place, but 50 can't go to church?
Yes, that's exactly what he's telling you.
Something is really, really wrong with this picture.
Yep.
Folks, really, really wrong. Not to mention, I have no problem with 150 patrons drinking a beer at a restaurant. I think, again, A, if I go in there and decide I'm safe there, I think that's pretty good. I don't know that we need, people telling us at this point of the pandemic what it is we need to do to be safe. I really don't. I think
right?
It's called individual responsibility. It's called inform yourself. Anyone could take the precautions necessary, like the caller earlier. I'm just staying home. Fine.
We get it.
Food and beverage must be provided to seated patrons. No stand-up service. What does that mean?
Go to McDonald's, can't go in now.
Go to the buffet. Oh,
yeah, I can't go in now and
can't
order.
Can't stand at the counter,
nope.
huh?
Nope.
All right. Seating arrangements and tables must allow at least 6 feet of physical distance between parties. As required by the state health officer, face coverings must be worn by owners, managers, employees at all times, worn by patrons.
Going back to your standing at the stand-up, that might be the buffet thing, too, like you said.
Okay.
Makes sense.
You can do in-person dining and service between the hours of 4 a.m. and 10 p.m. Takeout, curbside delivery services may continue with no time or hour restrictions. That's saving most businesses, is the ability to do that. So that's a good thing. That stays. You got to post the signs. You got to school and community activities impacted by this. All high school winter sports and all association, community, and club sports for youth and adults suspended until December 14th, shutting down all sports.
You notice that's 30 days, and then December 13th or 12th or whatever, we'll review that and kick the can down the road another 30, and another 30 as needed until we don't have to kick the can down the road anymore.
Very possible. You just don't know. You just don't know. I mean, I guess the numbers are driving this, so they would say if the numbers are coming down, okay, we can lift some of these, and if they're not, we're going to double down. All other extracurricular K through 12 school activities, competitions, and non-school-related activities are suspended until December 14th. North Dakota High School Activity Association-sponsored playoff championship contest and performance previously scheduled during the month of November may continue following their requirements. Collegiate and intercollegiate activities must follow all guidance issued by the North Dakota University System and respective national organizations. Religious activities are exempt.
Friend called, the standing thing also applies to the bar. Can't stand at the bar, sit at the bar anymore. Gotta order and go.
All right, folks. There you have the rules. I wanted you to know that we still have the Fargo one to read, and I'm not sure if that's going to be superseded by the state one. I hope so, especially as it comes to putting the thumb on religious activities and not being able to do a percentage and sticking with an arbitrary number that's lower than what can be in bars. What in the world? Gary in Bismarck, your thoughts on all of this. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. I was just wondering, so when do we take down the North Dakota flag and put up the hammer and sickle?
Can't answer that for you, but it certainly feels like we're in a dangerous territory, doesn't it, Gary?
Inauguration Day?
Well, Dr. Fauci himself said that the mask does not work. So why are we mandating this mask? Because it doesn't work? He even wrote a paper about the 1918 pandemic about how the mask killed a lot of people because they ended up with a respiratory infection and died from that instead of the pandemic. So that was Dr. Fauci.
Here's the thing on Dr. Fauci, Gary. You only need to sale.
You'll save.
I don't want to know about your Thanksgiving sale.
What the heck?
I pulled up a thing on Fauci and it had a pop up ad. My apologies. Gary, you don't have to wait very long. And whatever Anthony Fauci has said before, he will say it exactly the opposite for you.
Yeah, this is it. He's been on both sides of every issue through this.
Well, the other thing that I'm concerned about is this fine and arrest for not wearing your mask. Is that going to be a felony offense so they can then come and confiscate our weapons? Or?
I don't know. We got to call the unelected state health officer and find out what they'd like to throw at us in the way of penalties. I don't see that anywhere, but we should know. I know there was some...
I'm concerned on why he waited until after the election to act like a dictator instead of, before.
I don't doubt that the numbers are driving this. I don't doubt that the numbers are driving this. But,
is he taking his orders from Bill Gates, or is he taking his orders from doctors that actually know what they're talking about?
Well, I don't know that a governor takes orders from anyone, but I think he's listening to a lot of people around him, this governor, Governor Burgum, that are very much in the, do everything, throw everything, stop everything, shut down everything. That's the kind of advice he's getting, and this order shows it.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From L.A. back to Knoxville.
Back on What's On Your Mind with a question. Are you moving? You most likely need a realtor, right? And you need a way to move your possessions to your next home, right? Well, if you need that realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. I said it. Move for free. Now, here's how it works. One, you fill out an easy online form, and a local realtor contacts you within 24 hours. You sell your home, buy a new home, receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in the sale or the purchase of the home. $5 for every $1,000. That goes in the kitty for you to use at Action Movers. You can move for free. This is sort of those, one of those, you kidding me? Why wouldn't you? 701-566-5532. One more time on the number, 701-566-5532. We're online at Action Movers, two ways, actionmovers.com. 701-566-5532. Tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, good morning, Scott. The availability of hospital beds in North Dakota is becoming more and more limited due to all the people being admitted with COVID. Healthcare workers are becoming depleted. We need more from the community. This is about taking care of your neighbor. A couple of months ago, I never dreamed it would get this bad, but it has. All I know, if I'm in the face of COVID every day, and I'm thinking if masks don't work, all of us in healthcare would have COVID. If we can just all come together to get control of this, we need the community to help us in healthcare. This war cannot be won in the confines of a hospital. Appreciate that perspective, and I do know this is one big challenge related to hospital beds. I don't think it's fair to say that the shortage of hospital beds is about COVID. You could say the shortage of healthcare workers is related to COVID, because if they have it, they're out and you don't have enough people. So the beds are there, as I understand it. The hospital staff is not there. You can't staff the bed. That's the challenge, because just the sheer numbers of COVID compared to the amount of hospital beds we have suggests that that's not the problem right now. I believe it's the crews. That persuade you guys at all when you have a healthcare worker saying, I mean, if you don't think it doesn't work, a mask, how in the world have I not got COVID because I've been wearing a mask and I'm treating COVID patients?
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing I asked earlier today, too, about hospitalizations are spiking. We already said it was about hospitalizations, and they seem to be way up. So, you know, I got to give some credit. I talked to a healthcare friend over the weekend, and she's frustrated. They're working a lot of hours. They're having to deal with a lot of stuff. She works here in Fargo-Moorhead.
Again, though, I do think, well, that's a great anecdotal point and a solid one out for consideration. Show us the study. Just show us the study. Just show people that this can, you know, can be the difference here, right?
Yeah. I would agree.
How about Dusty Johnson winning the Masters yesterday?
Cool.
The Masters in November. If that doesn't mess you up, I don't know what will. You're like, what the? This is spring. This is like a flooding thing. This is a
20 under.
Yeah, it was amazing.
20 under.
New mark for the Masters, which was previously 18 under. Do you know he? His significant other is Paulina Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why I've been a fan for a while.
Oh, okay.
I'm more of a fan of the future father-in-law than anything. Let's see who's next. Beulah is where we're going to go for some common sense. Any common sense in Beulah today, Farley?
Well, the thing of it is, you got to get up pretty early. So here's my question. How come doctors aren't asking for a second test if the patient comes in and they say, oh, you've got COVID? Well, didn't feel bad or anything. Well, I know. My dad, you're 85 years old. This is my uncle that's just now, he's dealing with this in the Seattle area. So the doctors sit there and get him all freaked out. His wife, my aunt, is the same age and all. But why wouldn't they say, well, if it doesn't make sense, how are you asymptomatic? You're so old and you've got the COVID. Let's do another test. It doesn't seem like that's what they're doing. My gosh, I'm sitting out here as a truck driver. I had a heart attack in 18. I got dumped through all kinds of hoops to keep my DOT physical alive. Last summer, my regular doctor, he said, well, let's do one of those echocardiograms. Came up 30% ejection fracture, and he says, well, that doesn't make sense. It had to have been a bad test because you wouldn't be able to be doing all that you're doing, your workout regimen and everything else. So then here comes my cardiologist when my DOT physical had to get worked up. The cardiologist says, well, we're going to have to do another one of them echocardiograms. I kept my mouth shut about that 30% one. They ran the test. Oh, you're the same as you was when you came out of your rehab. You're at 45%. You're good to go. Keep working. Well, there's common sense that have got applied. I'm sitting in, I was driving through Frenchtown, North Dakota, or Montana. I go into a gas station there to take a dump. I ended up getting the cops called on me because I wasn't wearing a mask. I mean, this thing is...
Where was that at? Where was that at, Farley?
That was in Frenchtown, at Montana.
Montana, wow, amazing. Elon Musk, the Tesla entrepreneur. Four tests, two positive, two negative.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates. From a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.